Police say a 15-year-old boy fired the first shots at Marshall County High School at 7:57 Tuesday morning, striking 16 people. A total of 20 students were injured. Of the 16 who had been shot, 2 have died. The deceased students are 15-year-old Bailey Nicole Holt and 15-year-old Preston Ryan Cope. Police were on the scene just 9 minutes after the shots were fired. 15-year-old freshman Seth Adams says he heard 3 shots and realized he needed to run. He was in the cafeteria with his friends.
And I thought somebody was like smacking their tray on the table or like flinging a bag around onto the wall, you know, just kids making noise and stuff. But then like after 2 or 3 shots, we all realized what happened and kind of looked at each other and kind of simultaneously just started sprinting away.
Adam says he saw one of his teachers ushering him towards the classroom. It was just like the active shooter drills the school had practiced.
Turned off the lights. He instructed us to go pile into the corner and told us to stay quiet and text our parents. He stood at the door and watched the hallway for us and made us feel actually really safe until we were sure that it was over.
When the police arrived, Adam said he was moved to the tech center. 16-year-old Alyssa Hubbard was close by in the library next to the commons area where the shooting occurred. She couldn't see anything, but heard it all.
Huge windows, and we saw the crowd like fleeing. And so I and another girl hid under the stairs in the library, and we were lying flat on the ground, and we could hear all the teachers screaming. I think someone got shot in the chest, and they kept yelling, "Put some pressure on it."
Police apprehended the shooter shortly after they arrived on the scene. Once the scene was secured, the school district began busing the remaining students to North Marshall Middle School, where parents could begin reuniting with their children. Ashley Baker is one of hundreds of parents who were stuck in traffic on a road leading up to the middle school. She spent an hour in her car before abandoning it on the side of the road and walking up to the school to reunite with her child.
My nerves are rattled. I'm just trying to get to the school to get my son and make sure he's going to be all right. I know that he's safe, but a lot of emotions here, I'd say. For sure.
The parents in line to pick up their kids kept saying how lucky they were to be at North Marshall and not waiting at Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville. Later in the evening, the outpouring of support that had been seen on social media became a reality as area churches sponsored prayer vigils. More than 70 people filled a room at Impact Church in Marshall County. Friends and family members held each other close before the service, some wiping away tears. Black drapings framed the stage that showcased a silver cross and the instruments that would later play Amazing Grace. The somber tone was warmed by candles that would light the darkened room. Pastor Chris Young.
This is not going to be something that we're healed from tonight. This is not going to be a one-time thing where we get together and it's all over. This is going to be a process that we have to walk through with each other.
Just as community members will process emotions, law enforcement officials continue to process evidence. They have yet to release the name of the accused shooter, but many students who spoke to WKMS say they saw him, knew him, and never expected this to happen. For WKMS News, I'm Nicole Irwin.